Hello, hello, hello. How you all doing? Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. Where the fuck have you been, bitch? I've been worried sick. No, I haven't really. I don't care. You call me the McCann family. I don't care where you've been. I've been out for tapas. This week, I am joined by a fabulous, gorgeous guest who is none other than an absolute bad bitch, and I love her. It is the one, the only, Fierce Injection.
Hello. What is the crack?
What is the crack? How you doing? You all right?
All good, yeah. I feel a bit tipsy, to be honest.
It's all right. You know why I like to open a bottle of Prosecco for all my guests and get them all well, because I get the best ideas then.
Oh, literally.
I am like Jeffrey Dahmer. I was like, do you want to have some drugs?
I'm just going to start speaking in case what comes out of my mouth.
Let's You'll be all right. No, do you actually sound like, I love that your deep dulcet tones are like, you're like, do you ever see that one going around TikTok now, like Cosmo, Queen of Melrose? Like,
yeah.
My father was Jehovah, and my mom was like M. Margaret teasing her hair with a bottle of vodka.
I hear it. Do you know what I always say? It's like the face of an angel but the face of a bus conductor. I hear
it. Who introduces this?
Everyone. Who actually, I think Casey actually introduces me on like something like that, and it's like a wee X Factor man saying it.
It's the face of an angel and the voice of a bus conductor.
I'm like, thank you.
It's Fierce Injection.
You just really feel like a man. Thank you so much.
Like, how much is the journey from Shore Road into Town, love?
Well, mine's just fucking 20 quid.
Day ticket, please. Oh my god, I love it. Well, here, thanks for coming over to my dwelling, my fucking room of ladies' goods.
I feel like I'm in drag heaven. It's like Amazon.
I know, she's going mad here. She's like, look at that.
It's like Alibaba. I'm like, I want everything.
Hello, my friend. Very good. I sell for you nice.
I love that you have all these.
I know, it's all posters on the wall to remind me of things. Mind that table. You might get it going flying there as you're spinning in that chair like a fucking.
Sorry.
She's like a merry-go-round.
I can't sit still.
Eddie.
Guys, if you could see this, it's sort of like AliExpress.
So many people have asked. I'm like, maybe one day I'll do a video. I'm like, here is the inside of my family.
There's like backups.
Just in case shit dies. Things does. They are bought in China, so it does go to shit quite quick.
I'm like, I hope I come out with a goodie bag by the end.
Maybe there'll be stuff like a giveaway to Marie Curie. I'm like, here.
Sapphire needs it. It's fine.
No. Sapphire's been lovely stuff now online. She's on Shein.
Oh, I'm going to lock his table down. I'm moving. Here we go. Like, I can see her. Going.
I'm like, you're all right. Don't worry. So here, Fierce, how you doing? Are you good? What's the crack? How long have you been doing drag now?
I'm doing drag from 2021. So how many is that? 2.5, 3 years.
21.
I actually think it was 3 years and the 13th of June.
3 years? Oh my god. It feels like longer. I don't know why.
I feel like it's been a long time.
It's just because I've probably known you from skipping about the scene like a wee slut.
Like a wee freak from when I was 18.
I'm a dancer. I'm a wrestler. I'm like, what?
No.
We'll have to get into that later.
No. The dancing. I used to think I was a dancer. I was not a dancer. I used to fling my hands around the club and try to have Paul fucking dance battles, and I can never fucking dance.
That's right, you're self-employed at dance battles. We were like, oh my god, it's like Step Up. Oh my god, it's like Honey, I Believe.
But I can dance, Paul could. That was the thing.
But I can dance.
I've had a few fucking faggots before. I could throw myself to the floor like a fucking fat shite. Before I was the fucking bee's knees.
That would be my dance moves as well, to be honest. I'm like,
no, it's
I just drag. I just burlied in my lace front wig, so I was gorgeous. Bitch, please, Wednesday nights, dance off, dance floor.
No, see, I look back when I was younger, I'm like, why did I get on like that? Why did I like a sloth about the place? I actually did a few times.
I think everybody looks back and go, why the fuck did I get on like that?
No, but there was times where I was getting on like a fucking bling.
Like what?
Fuck up.
What have you done?
The round like crumbling like a fucking header.
Oh, sure, well, who didn't, for fuck's sake?
True.
Like, you always see somebody with the bluest lips and the eyes fucked out of them. Like, are you on poppers? Like, you have a lovely night now. You enjoy yourself. I'm just, you're trying to squeeze through the club. Like, excuse me, thank you.
No, the crumbling. Minging. No, not minging. No, I don't mean minging, by the way. Cut that out.
Just in case anybody's listening, it's going to shop her.
I didn't mean minging. I meant what I was going to say, but it's a bit dirty. The crowd one just used to make me off. I remember we used to walk around it, and sometimes you would have smelled the dirty wank. And there was a dirty man getting wanked in the corner. That's what I just remember from being like 18, is a dirty wanky Kremlin.
There's a man getting wanked off in the corner.
But you know what I mean? Okay. Like, it was just used to be chaotic.
It did. It was like when you were young, you're like, oh, what? Is this real? Is this happening? I'm like, yep.
Yep, it's happening.
Like, fuck it. Hello, how you doing? Or, like, I'm sure many people have been in the sauna and they're like, what's that? For the first time, like, that's a man in there getting smithered by seven fellas.
We will not talk about the sauna.
Not at all. You've never been.
That's a story for a different day.
A different.
I've
whole,
never been.
A whole actually, different cast.
I've only been to the one in Belfast, like, twice.
Twice?
But I've been to the one in Gran Canaria about, I don't know, how many times?
Oh, Gran Canaria? I didn't know there was
I don't really like a sauna over there, like a club.
Oh, well, Gran Canaria is like, come on in, have a drink and be naked. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
I went 2 years ago for the first time at Rusty. We had a fucking gag. It was just like, what is this?
It opens your eyes, doesn't it?
Oh, Jesus.
I came back and was like, I would actually have a relationship. But before I was like, anyone touches my boy, I'll lock her bollocks in.
What do I still be like? I'm like, no, I don't relationship shit. Everybody in Grindr's now like looking for a third. I'm like, I'm looking for fucking one.
And everyone's into this polyglomerous, whatever.
Polyglomerous? That's a drag queen from Grindr.
Yeah, I love her, but it's not polyglomerous. What is it? Polyamorous?
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous.
Yeah, it's where everybody goes to everybody and says nothing.
But I love polyglomerous from Grindr.
She's great. She's fabulous. Give it up to Sparkles, Grand Canary.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, Sparkles. Can't wait to go. I'm going heading in January, so I'm buzzing
for it. Are you going Guards? Me and Ben are going on November.
Oh, November. Was that for the winter shit or something?
Yes, the winter pride, because Cascada's going.
Oh, is she? Every time
we're talking about this. It was life.
Oh, oh, Jesus Christ. What a millie. I love it. You'll be in the middle of it all too, Pesh.
I don't like Cascada.
Do you not?
I think I like one song, if I hit the dance floor, and I think I don't even like her. It's the fucking like dance break in the middle of it.
She's come out with fucking a couple of new songs at the minute. They're great. A couple of fucking bangers. I'm like, oh, gosh, no,
I don't really. I think she's a bit tacky.
Do you know? She'd have a musty fanny. I'm like, I can smell Cascada.
Yeah, that's what I can smell
like,
here, Ben.
It's like tuna and cheese. Like, that's the smell up here, Ben. Hey, fuck, she'll listen to this and go, oh, you bastard, started by me.
I'm like, she's going to listen to it at 11:30. She'll be here at 7:00. I'll get rid of the shreds. So I can feel what's going to happen.
You bastard. So here, tell us, how did you get into drag? What started you off?
Oh, what? I always wanted to be a drag queen. I don't know what started me off. What happened was COVID. I was with a guy. We broke up and I was like, right, I'm just going to do everything I ever wanted to do. Fuck it. You get one life. I'm not getting any younger. So I really wanted to wrestle. I was really like, I really want to be a wrestler. And I was like, right. So I started wrestling.
COVID?
Before and during COVID. So I started wrestling, like training to wrestle. And it was like, so I was doing wrestling and it was very intense. It was good. I loved it, but then I was like, there's something more I want to do. There's something. And then
these men are lovely. I feel their ball bags. It's great.
I always wanted to be a drag queen, but it was like, I was always afraid. Where I was like, wrestling's not afraid. Like, I wasn't afraid to tell anyone I was a wrestler, or I didn't want to tell anyone I was a drag queen. I didn't want to tell anyone. I probably didn't know. So I was like, oh, what I do. So I was like, I'll do wrestling. And then where I was doing wrestling, it was like, right, I love wrestling and I really love it, but I was like, I really want to do drag.
You're like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, no.
I used to watch like wrestling years ago. I was like, oh my God, The Rock.
Can you remember Trish Stratus?
What, who?
I was more like I love female women wrestling.
Female wrestling? Like girls? Women,
yeah.
Have you ever seen on Netflix and The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Yeah, Glow.
From the 80s?
Yeah, Glow, I love it.
I love it. Would that be your sort of type?
Yeah, well, that and sort of like, I also love like...
A little bit of acting in there as well.
Yeah, and WWE women's wrestling, but...
Oh.
I do like men wrestling, I don't mind it, but I'm more like... I think that's what drew me to like drag as well, because it was like the outfits, the hair.
Yeah,
they were running around beating the bollocks out of each other with the looks stunning.
Yes, well, in drag it's more like, I'm going to fight you by slumber merge you behind your back.
Yeah, because
or in a big giant drag group message with the old hoe, would you?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know.
With this, I
am not in that.
Somebody mentioned to me somewhere. It's like, I don't know about this.
I'm not in that message.
Are you not?
I left the last time there was murder going on, and I just left. I mean, I just didn't think it's fair. People sitting in a group chat bullying someone when they're not in the chat to defend themselves. I'm probably one of those people, like, if you're going to say it to my face, can at least have the ball to say it.
Well, yeah, like, I've recently had a lot of people, like, want to do my show, but ask other people. I'm like,
it's my show.
Hello? It's, you know how you actually get a slot on my show? You actually come out in person to the fucking
show. And support the show.
And I will then, and speak to me and say, hello, I would love to do it. I'm like, right, fantastic. I will contact you with a date. How did that you get my show? You did the same fucking thing.
But this is what it is. You literally go to drag shows, you watch them, and it's not even that. That's how you get noticed. Yeah. It's like you kind of like start like going out. Like the perfect example of a Paradox.
She's everywhere. She's like a bad smell.
Like she's everywhere. She's at every show. She's supporting everything. But that is what drag is.
Yeah,
you can. And then you start building up respect. All these people think, oh, I'm going to put on a dress and I can do a spin because someone else can do a spin on the stage. But yes, you can spin, but can you engage with the audience?
No.
Exactly.
Usually not. It's like things can be copied, but they cannot be, you know.
And do you know what I hate when you're doing a show and you look at another queen? And they're sitting there with a face on them like fucking Chewbacca. I'm like, hello?
Do you get that often? Because I see it all the fucking time.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes, yeah.
And you're kind of like...
And it's always from the same
group. Not that I go out often, but if I do go out and I'm watching a show, I'm all smiles. I'm giving out the...
Claps, join in. Like last night, we were like slagging Tiffany, having the crack, shouting up, but...
Well, she deserves the slagging, to be honest.
Yeah, no, she does.
She's like, go on, you bitch. Do you remember you used to have a long hair?
I looked at her and was like, please don't look at me.
Like, don't look at me.
I'm not ready to look at you yet.
Like, I'm not ready to give you that smile. But there is a lot of people who sit and just, sometimes even audience members, and it's, as a performer, yeah, you are performing, you're giving it your fucking everything. And when somebody's sitting there with a face tripping them as if they can smell shite under their lip, it puts you off.
It's like, I'm standing here on a Sunday at 12 o'clock with my balls up my back and you can't even give me the decency to fucking smile. No, like, I don't think so.
Like, I'm fierce. I'm like, no, you're not fierce, you're a twat.
Yeah, and it's like, you get, like, we thrive off your energy. So the more energy you give, the more we give. If you're going to give us fuck all, you're getting fuck all out of me, love.
I'm saying, if you get nothing, you're bored, you're like, right, I'm aware of this shit.
But I think sometimes the audience, and you know yourself, there's sometimes that is the biggest thing. That is the most important thing. I mean, like, if you 100%. Come in and have the crack with me, we're going to have the crack together.
100%. It's what's it's like a circle.
Yeah, and
it's
it like doesn't matter if you perform, if you don't perform. I just feel like if you're going to go to a drag show, you know that you're going to have crack. There's no point in going sitting and
looking like a miserable bastard.
It's like you're playing Dummies fucking meeting.
Dummies meeting, remember? Dummies meeting in 3, first 2, try, 1.
Go.
You didn't win. I won the Dummies meeting.
No, literally.
Dirty bastards. So yeah, you decided then to get into drag. Back in the day.
So yeah, I decided after, and then, no, so after wrestling, I was like, right. And then wrestling became one of them things where it was probably like, you either have to give it your all or to think that you're slacking.
Right.
So to think, like, if you miss one training session, like, oh, he doesn't care about this.
Oh, yeah.
Or, but it is very intense. It's like, because they're all thriving for one opportunity, and a lot of people get, but so it's fairly competitive. So when they don't see that you're
it's putting like
in, yeah, so when they think that you're not putting in as much effort as them, and it's kind of like,
yeah, they're like, oh, right, well,
he doesn't give a fuck, so why should he's no. actually not that good, or,
yeah,
like, but it's like, I have other commitments. So then I was like, I had to step away from wrestling because it was like, right, I want to give him a focus on drag. And then it was like, broke up with someone. I was like, right, let's just do it. Have a gig. We went, done it, and I haven't looked back.
Loving
I
it.
Went and done Rusty's show, and that was on the 13th of June. Actually, my memories like 2 months ago.
Yeah, you look back and you're like, that was my first show.
My wig and all come off.
Of course. who's mine came off my first one too.
Did
no,
it?
No, wait, it didn't. Did it?
No, mine
did. First show it did, and the second number it probably did. It probably got ripped off because I was alternative at the time.
No, oh. It stayed on right to the very end, and then the very last number I done the death drop and the fucking from off.
It just slipped off.
Yeah.
There's sometimes, I used to remember there's a queen, can't remember who it was, but years ago they used to do, just move, and the wig just slipped off. Notice they have a bit of fishing wires attached to it, and somebody went,
stop.
And it just pulled it from the side of the stage.
Sure, did you ever hear what happened to me? So on Pride last year, Becca Boots was wearing that fucking big pointed shoulder gold thing.
Pointed shoulder golder holder?
Yeah, right. So she's wearing that big pointed shoulder golder holder in Libertine. But I was wearing, like, I thought I was fucking gorgeous in my, like, human wig. That fucking pointer shoulder holder caught my wig and pulled my whole wig off in the middle of the whole club. I was horrified. I mean, like, scalped at me. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Scalped.
See, every time I look at that fucking Eamon McGill point boulder shoulder, I'm like, that literally scalped at me.
That scalped me. That was a hate crime.
No, and I mean, like, full force. I was, my wig and all was glued on. It pulled the whole wig clean off me.
I love that. I'm like, go on, bitch. No, mine's glued like a fucking solid rock. I'm like, although probably it would come off, like, but there's nights I was like, that'll fall. But
no, there's nights where I think that it's glued. Like, I'll never forget a few weeks ago. I shouldn't really be saying this because no one I was actually there to see it, apart from a few people. But I done a handstand thinking that my wig was glued on, and I came up and there was no wig. It was on the floor, and I just had to, like, casually lift it up and put it back in my head and walk around and turn around as if I was ever so sexy. And, like, no one in the audience kind of knew what was going on, but I was like, I am so embarrassed. Like,
that was part of the number.
Yeah, and it's like, her. I'm starting here being like, yeah, people didn't watch shows, and I'm like, well, they want to watch me, my wig just come off.
It's like, it's actually part of it. I've been smoking her, going, you know what, it was part of the trick. It was called a hair reveal.
No,
it
and it's
revealed
always,
the hair underneath.
And it's always when I'm thinking I'm sexy, like, I got a blonde human wig, like, for the first time. Like, I don't know how many years ago when I started up. And I jumped on the stage thinking I was a ride on a front flip. I was like, I don't need a glue. I come up. There was no human hair. I was landing someone's fucking cocktail jug. I was horrified. I was like, I'm never
cocktail jug.
Drag again. Yeah,
it was landing the cocktail jug. Like, is that yours?
I was horrified.
Yes, it is.
A big blue fucking, like, when you have blue fucking thunderstorm. So I was horrified.
I mean, you're full of the energy in the drag, so that's really like, and I'm like, that's why it would go flying. Whereas I just do demure spins.
I've actually noticed, like, recently I've started to become a little more
feminine. You've been a woman now. You turn into
a
woman.
No, I think I'm getting older. I just think I'm like, I don't have the balls now.
You do. You get older and you're like, I can't be doing them fucking tricks. Yeah. These cunts doing backflips, and everybody was in. Do you remember Death Drops was the thing? And
yeah.
And the splits. And I thought in Drag Race, remember somebody did this stripper click with the heels, like, smacked behind them?
Lagange, was it?
No, I can't remember. Recently, I can't remember who it was, because look at that. It wasn't even that memorable.
Was it Mirage?
That's it.
She goes up Brian and kicks her feet. I love that. If I done that, I end up nanny.
Yeah, so I thought some kind was going to start doing that. But no, that didn't become a trend. I hate that shit.
Do you know that I did? I would have a choir take. I was about to rip in the run that does this, but I actually do love it. But I just wish everyone else didn't do it. Do you know that Anitra slit?
The what?
The Anitra slit.
Oh.
I love it.
That little... Oh, is that what that is?
I just wish everyone didn't do it because I think it's too sexy.
Oh my God, no, I thought that was. A bit of eye makeup come off.
No, it's like everyone...
I don't know what day my eye makeup will... My, half my eyebrow come off and I thought...
No, Tiffany always says to me, because I hate my eyebrows, like one of my eyebrows always up, one's always them. So I was like, why can't I ever get my eyebrows? And even in Tiffany's like, Peter slit in it, love, because no one gives a fuck.
I'm like, nobody gives a fuck. Somebody told me years ago, a lot of drag queens would tell you, like, eyebrows are not twins, they're sisters.
They're sisters, mine's are fucking half related cousins at this rate.
Yeah, they're inbred, they're like, no, my eyebrows.
Do you ever get them photos from, obviously James takes lovely photos, but see on
shout out the Lost Lens Cam.
Yeah, he takes gorgeous photos, but there's sometimes when I do my makeup in a rush, like I'm working, say, like 10 to 10 of my job, then I'm coming out, trying to get ready in an hour, and I'm rocking up one of my eyebrows, is looking at the shankle, and the other one's on the fall through, and I'm like, why?
It's like the he captures some fucking, get you, like, I'm gorgeous, look at these low-level lights, boom!
Yeah, it's like, fucking raised.
And I'm like, in the club, I'm lovely, but...
See, in the Maverick toilets, I'm stunning. See, when I committed them, I look like a beast.
Sure, everybody's not fucking mirror looking like taking pictures.
Yeah, mirrors are fucking amazing.
They're great, but fuck's sake, everybody's profile pictures like mirroring around.
Do you know what's funny? But see, people that like don't really wear much makeup, they hate them. They're like, the Maverick toilets are a curse, but I love them. See, like, when you're in drag, they're
put
like,
on a bit of makeup, you fucking tramp.
I love them.
Cover your spots. I can literally see the fucking grease leaping out.
You literally.
Put on something.
Nah.
Don't be going out in an old t-shirt you slept in. There's skin on the shoulders of it. Literally. They go flakes. Like, I'm offended. I'm like, good.
Good, you should be.
That's what I like to say. It means you're listening. That's what I like. That's my new one. It's like, I'm offended. Good. It means you're listening to what I'm saying.
I love
and you're
your
not
thing.
Just paying not paying attention like most fucking shows.
What is it? Do you say at your show?
I always say, and it's now just running with my life, if anybody is easily offended by anything I do say or do during the show this evening,
I just want to let you know.
I just want to let you all know, I don't give a fuck.
I love that.
And then usually if Trudy and Paletta's with us, well, Trudy would then be like, do you see, or Paletta goes, if you can't take it on the chin, take it up the arse, much more fun. And then Trudy holds out her hand, she goes, can you see anything on my hand? No, because there's no fucks to give.
Love.
It's a whole thing, it's
but,
great.
But it works, I'll never forget the time.
It is?
I don't know if you're going to let me say this, should I say this?
Work away.
The time it was a Saturday night, I was doing a gig with you. It was like, I think it was like me, you and Sapphire. And there was like this ham party, but the Keaton take, this like, you remember it was like recently, before I started Maverick, really.
Yeah, a lot of them come in and they're all like, and it's like, sorry, you're coming into a gay bar to a drag show.
And they can't take it.
And you're expecting me to bow down and stop the whole show because you want it's my birthday.
No, but the hurl abuse.
And the hurl abuse as well.
And then when you give it back, they hate it. Because when you give it back, it's like...
I fire back.
You fire back like fucking...
A fucking fireburn.
Should have been a lady.
Seen it by now. Wow. Literally. Oh, I do. I'm like, bitch, don't fuck with this. Because this is your last fuck.
I'll never forget the time you opened up with them and I was like, hey... Actually gives me anxiety. I was like, I want the ground to open up and swallow me. I was like, stand beside you in the DJ booth. I was like, all right, I'm scundered.
And then literally they're all like, and then they slowly one by one leave. And
leave,
like,
yeah. And I get fucked out.
Within 10 minutes, the seats are all replaced and it's like, welcome gays, hello.
Hello. People welcome we like. Saturday nights. People we like.
It's like,
I love them, but sometimes.
You get cheeky ones.
Yeah. You do get ones that are like, well, she's getting married. And I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck.
It's like people get married every day.
Yeah.
It's like, it's her birthday. It's like, it's fucking somebody's birthday yesterday too. Who gives a fiddler's fuck?
Do you love a hair party? It's but like, I do think
I will give you a shout out in 2 minutes. Let me come in, get set up and go upstairs.
Can you play this? Can you play this? Can you play this? Can you play this? And I'm like, yeah.
No,
and then you don't even know what the song is. And I'm like, I'm not playing a song I've never heard of.
Some of them come up with like, would you be able to play this slow one for my auntie? It's past. I'm like, I'm just literally playing Cascada every time we touch and go straight into In the Arms of an Angel. This is for Deirdre Scrawny.
I used to do that in Libertine. Because I was just like, right, just give them what they want. Just let them play. No. But I didn't really know the songs. Like, Libertine had like an alternative crowd, like a lot. So I was just like, yeah, play at it. And then next minute, when I went from like, she's a maniac to like, psychosocial. And I was like, and then Jim used to look at me and be like, what the fuck?
That'll be different. And that's why it's not open anymore. You ruined it with your music.
Probably.
We're going to take a short break while we go and discuss our music choices in the DJ box. We'll be back in just a second. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with me, your hostess with the mostess, the queer Martin Bashir, Roxy Tumbledryer. And I'm joined this week by the fiercest injection you could ever get from your doctor, better than diazepam, better than morphine, It's Fierce Injection.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Oh my god, she's French. No, so she's...
Does that even mean hello?
Yeah, it's...
Does that mean
bonjour? Au
revoir. Oh, au revoir. Oh,
yeah. Bonjour, au revoir is goodbye.
Oh, I think it's been a cut out of myself.
Hola is Spanish. And Anschfreckern zur Direction Buchen Hegen is German for...
I was going to say, it's definitely not French.
No, I just made that up. It means nothing. So, we'll see. Welcome along to the Tangents Podcast. Me and her, we're sitting here talking away for ages. We're both wearing beautiful drag this evening. She is in this most gorgeous wrestler's outfit, rhinestone head to toe. Like, give us a description of what you're wearing for it, because I know people are not be able to see it. We're not going to put pictures up, but...
I'm just wearing my pride outfit. Is this covered in stones and gold?
It's gorgeous. Be stones from Hazelbank and all, so it is.
Like,
we pebbles. I'm wearing this beautiful, made out of all little tiny baby's teeth. a gown made out of baby's teeth. All sewn together by a blind monk from the hills of Italy.
Literally.
Yeah. Actually, funny enough, I texted Trudy Scrumptious and was like, yeah, I need to make me something. I would want a dress made from the finest silk from worms that have ADHD. She's like, just any more details? I was like, yeah, anymore. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I
love
from, woven from the finest silks.
I love getting my outfit off, Trudy.
Oh my god, shout out to Trudy. She made my pride dress happen this year, so she was an absolute legend, because I ordered a dress from Jaina, and it never came.
It's still it's terrible. China.
It's still on the way, China. For fuck's sake. I don't know where it is now. There's a family on its way with it, for fuck's sake. God forgive me, that's terrible. I'd let them stay in this room. Sure, they could sleep with the dresses and all.
They could.
But
they're not being very
still waiting on a comment. It was said it was going to hear on August 1st. Where are we now? Jesus Christ, in the middle of the month. Literally. Past. So I'm like, what a waste of time that was.
Well, you get your money back on a new dress.
Oh, it'll arrive, and then I'll say it never came while sitting in it, fanning myself with a massive photo. Fan. And I'll have a picture and go, this is the one I got the refund on. Nobody let on while a podcast is out there worldwide.
Like, I love that when that happens.
Me too, say nothing.
Say it,
it's called fraud, but hey, in drag, it's called gorgeous. It's called living on a budget. Halfway there, living on a prayer. So yes, you were doing wrestling, so you decided, right, that's it, I'm going to become a drag queen.
Became a drag queen.
And what was your first gig? How'd you?
With Rusty and the Maverick.
Rusty.
Friday night with Rusty, Tiffany, and Malibu.
Fridays, Malibu, yeah. Perre. And what was your first number? What was your first number you ever did?
Mariah Carey Emotions. And a cheetah print two piece, the Trudy Mate.
Fantastic.
Still wear to this day.
You've still got it.
Bell sleeves and all.
Oh, gorgeous.
And a wig to Tasty style. And I thought I was right with my makeup. I get into the Maverick and the makeup was off and I was crying. The rest thing going, I can't go down the stairs like this. This is my first day. I can't go out. My eyebrows not left, and it was terrible.
There's no makeup left.
I was like, I'm just quitting. I'll just do the show next week or something. It was terrible. Then I went out and done Mariah Carey in my two-piece and a pair of size 9-inch pleasers, couldn't walk.
Oh,
I literally
rookie mistake. 9-inch pleaser first gig.
Oh yeah,
I've seen bitches do fucking backflips and bends, like, you know, like just bend back when the shoes still stood on the ground. Like, you can't walk on those motherfuckers.
No, it's terrible. That's what I've literally done.
Just fucking land,
like, they are quite comfortable to wear, but they're not.
I'd be down in 2 minutes.
Would you?
Nick, see, you know, the heel I'm running about in my black ones, which are quite steep. Oh, I can run about those, no problem at all.
The ones that you just showed me?
Yeah.
I'll be on my back in 2 seconds.
You'd be down, we're a pleaser, you're like,
a great. Pleaser. Like, see how, like, we ankle pleaser?
Stunning. I need to buy a pair for a laugh.
Just, like...
For a laugh?
Yeah, I can't, like...
Is that my money to burn?
Or Chrissy's, everyone has a pair, just try them on.
Okay, no, I wouldn't put Chrissy's on, because her nose has probably been in them. Her big nose. She's her pleasers on her nose. Big sexy thing around there.
No, I do love a wee pleaser, like...
I might actually get online and get myself an old pair just for a laugh. Yeah. Like an old, like, an old her shoe.
It's like a lovely pleaser and a lovely Chrissy.
They actually remind me of, like, do you ever see the ones of, like, the wee strap across the front but nothing in the back, like a sling back?
Yeah, like a sling.
No, they're not a
sling. The one they call them the wee sliders? No, the wee.
They're like a wee pump?
Yeah. Like, but they have, like, no. I know what you mean.
Tina wears them.
Yeah. Does she?
Yes, Tina hasn't missed. Tina likes tantrum. She wears the lovely wee. They don't have a strap on the back. They're just. Like,
yes. Oh, yes. I don't want you on a bike.
They'll be just.
And it's clear. Yeah.
Yes. I call them like a horseshoe. You
know, I would be on my back with those.
Proper stripper, like LA slipper. Slipper, stripper. Stripper, slipper.
Stripper, slipper.
Slag slippers.
I got a pair off Trudy before. I bought a pair off Trudy and I wore them once, let on my hold them, never wore them again. I think I left them in Union Street and they got fucked out.
Did they?
I think so.
But you go in there still waiting. They're like, no, can somebody please take us home? Like, no, have you been in this cupboard all these years? Oh, it was fine. Once the shank goes, you're fucked. I'm not gonna like a cobbler.
Nothing was staying in shape. Yeah, everything can be fucked out in 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, you leave anything in that dressing room. I'm sorry, it's gone.
Gone.
There was for quite a while. Like, there was just clothing. Like,
I remember for guys to be like, pack everything because it'll be for in the bin tomorrow.
Take everything you have, because if it's left here tomorrow, it will
go in the bin.
Go to the bin. Unless you leave a note going, please do not bin this, and just get fucked out.
Yeah, literally.
And I don't even use the dressing room now, because I just come straight in, straight on.
There you go.
And that's it. And I'm like, no, I'm away, I don't need it. But literally, you used to go in, and somebody literally, Sabrina Bewitched, just had a 3-course dinner and left it in there for 3 days with flies and all going, how are you doing, mate? You all right? Doing their makeup? I was like, excuse me, on the night. They're like, oh,
yeah, new I left their makeup in the changing room.
Oh, shout out to Sabrina. She's fucking legend
love her.
Herself. She's
love
fucking,
her.
Gag.
Sabrina has actually helped me so much, like sewing.
Has she?
Well, so I literally texted him like, what do I do here? Help me. So is Anya.
Have you started sewing, have you?
Yeah, but I mean, well, the last few outfits I've actually been wearing, I've started to sew. Yeah. It's actually so handy.
Fuck, I keep seeing things. I know on like TikTok, I'm going, it looks dead easy. And I'm like,
it is though. Mm. See when she's sitting in it. See when she's sitting in it. Uh-huh. It does become a lot easier. Like, I used to go to myself, I'd never be able to do that.
It looks really like... What did you make first, like a bodysuit?
So the first thing I ever made, what was it? A pink like chappy. I think I wore for 1 Monday for it and then after. Yeah, it was rotten. But then I made like a gold dress, which I actually loved. I still wear it now. And then I made like
the gold lamé one.
Yeah, and then I made like the
fuck off.
Do you know the like cheetah print, the like pink cheetah print dress that I wore at the Pride Awards?
Oh,
I made all of that. Oh, you helped me make that. Then do you know the like leotard with the like denim straps?
Oh,
I made that. And I'd be all proud of myself. I was like, I actually said to myself, next year if I'd be able to make a leotard, I'll be delighted. And that was 3 months ago.
I want to be able, because I'd be like sitting here doing fog all apart from having a wank, and I'm like, I'd love to be able to sit and just rock something up the crack.
I was the same. I was like, I'm sitting here getting, you know, and I was like, I'm wasting my time. I may as well sit here, do the same thing, and be productive.
And be productive with it. And like, look at this shit.
I'm listening to the wee podcast.
Yes, the Laundry Room podcast. Or other podcasts I've got, but don't listen to them. Yeah, fuck, gag, where you are then. It's least thing, but I have other skills. I can make mixes and fucking put together podcasts that I'd pay people to sew for me.
Well, like, mixes, I'm like, see, trying to get that like stopping and translation and that, like,
oh god,
that's what I hear.
Some people send me mixes to be like, I'm going to do this week. And I'm like, what? That's fucking wild. It's like, let me just tidy that up for you. Sorry, but there's a couple of that's why it's here. Drink it, you bitch. She just necked her glass of Prosecco. She's like, sorry about that. I was like, why would you apologise for?
I was like, just a bit of,
I kept watching. It was sitting there for a good 15 minutes. Like,
I know, and you were drinking yours. I was like, right, let's go drink it now.
It's like, drink it like fucking, drink and chat. Here, hold on a second. Listen to this, folks. ASMR, drinking Prosecco.
Turn right.
Ah, bastard.
This mic, I'm sorry, I keep turning it round, twisting it round.
You're grand, you're learning, don't worry, it's a wee child. It's like,
it's like a wee child, I'm scared to break it.
Sitting here being interviewed in a fucking room full of women's clothes.
Love it. It's actually gorgeous.
So, yes, your first show was with Miss Rusty Hinges. And of course, you worked with me as well on Saturday nights.
Saturday nights.
In Union Street.
And Union Street.
And the Balmoral Hotel. And a Sunday, loved. The brunch.
I loved.
They were great. The audience fucking had wet pussies for you because you were back flipping and all
not
sorts
even
of
like me.
Shit.
Like, I used to love watching Usins. Like, slag the audience. Usins slagging that audience is my favourite thing.
I love slagging anybody.
But the thing with the Balmoral brunch was, like, I love all the staff in the Balmoral.
I know, they are
that's what makes it. That's what makes it special, because it's like, when you're off the stage, like, they're like, is there anything I can get for you?
Can't do enough for you.
And they're getting trailed through the kitchen, eating all their wee sassy trolls. I'd be loving that.
I know. You come into the dressing room where we're all getting dressed. I'm like, here's a tray of Buffett bits. I'm like, ooh.
And Damien's good. Damien's very good. Like,
I know.
Give you
Damien Gilvary, manager of the year. But I shout out to Balmoral. They're brilliant. They're fantastic. Yeah, they're fantastic. Really, really look after us drag queens. So you've done loads, and you've now been coming in your what did we say at the start? Now we're literally
my third year. So I got off tangent there.
So did
my third year.
We always go off on tangents. Great. And what's anything in the pipeline? What any plans?
Well, no, I'm just really like working in the Maverick, just focusing on my time in the Mavs.
Just being a girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in Spain or away with track? Take it away.
Yeah. Well, I done like we show one time in Sparkles.
Did you?
Oh yeah, but it was like when I was really, really like new. Like, I think I started track in June and went in November. And Robin Diamonds was there at the time, and she was like, come on over here and I'll get you. Like, then me, my friend Sam and Mark, we were going over anyway for like, I think we were going over for his sister Angela's 38, no.
Something?
It was her, like, say, I don't want to say 40th because she's not 40. It was like her 35th birthday, right? And it was like my 20th. And we were going over, and I just thought we show, but fuck me.
Roasting.
How'd I do it?
I don't understand. It's like, it's still really warm. If we're here when it's fucking 15 degrees, I'm like, I can't, I'm, no. I
and do you ever like see them like full, like their makeup is still perfection?
On.
And I'm like,
Krylon setting spray is your fucking,
Even sometimes mine will lift.
I also use L'Oreal. There's the red one there. Not Revitalift, I keep calling
it. Oh, yeah, that's what the baby is.
That's like fucking glue. It's L'Oreal's super...
L'Oreal's free setting spray, spectacular free second mist.
That's it. I keep getting it on TikTok shop. I just keep ordering packs of it and it keeps coming to the door every week. I'm like, more.
Have you ever worked away?
Yes, I've done a wedding in Spain for two lovely gays. One was Spanish, one was from Newry. It was brilliant, it was lovely.
Not too warm?
No, it was just nice. It was a wee bit warm in the evening. I was like, I'm fucking roasting. But I had that many fucking setting sprays on that the face never moved.
No, well.
I actually got ready so early that I ended up lying on the bed watching The Simpsons with the face sprayed. And then was like, fuck, that hasn't moved. Mama go.
Love and life.
Yep.
No, Gran Canaria. Very intense. It was like the show too. The show was like what, 6-7 numbers.
Like bang, 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 bang,
and it was like grapes, and then it was like change after change because you can't really like you were sitting with the girls and the girls were like changing wigs, and I was like I wasn't used to that. I didn't have any hard fronts. They were just like slipping on wee like candy, but I was like trying to glue them on like two seconds wasn't happening. That was just chaotic. I was like no.
A lace front is not your friend in the heat. It's her. No. It's like I won't.
And there was this queen called Elliptica in the house, right?
And what?
Elliptica.
Elliptica.
Elliptica in the house. She fucking sparkles, right?
I love the names.
Yeah, so yeah, but she was like, I kept putting the fan on, she kept turning it off because obviously it was in like winter pride, so it's not really as warm as it usually is.
Yeah,
and it's like, freezing. It's fucking boiling, it's like 23 degrees, and she was like, no, 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 it's cold. I was like, no, it's not.
Like, I tell you what, Elliptica, fuck ass.
No, but I loved her, like, she was a legend. No, but yeah, then sparkles, and then obviously Ibiza. I done Ibiza.
Ibiza? What did you do in Ibiza?
She remember that in like that whole that company. We done like the had like the whole big thing, and you could go over to Ibiza and perform.
Oh, wow.
For like, you do a performance for like, you got your room for free.
Yes, how was that? Was it
amazing.
Was it good?
Yeah. No, I didn't love Ibiza. Oh, Ibiza was brilliant.
Oh, you didn't love Ibiza?
I did love Ibiza. I hated Ibiza, but I loved the event. I don't understand the hype around Ibiza.
Me either. I think.
Not for me.
Not for me either. I used to do the flights, obviously working as cabin crew, and the people going to it were pure. And their hands. Because they were the cheek of the people. I'm like, what the fuck are you giving me cheek for? Call me faggot.
But I love a good drug here, but I just not a beef.
You know, the price of drugs?
My friends were like, it's amazing. I went over and I was like, the music is shite. Everything is shite. It's like everyone shows off. Like, it's like, who can wear the dearest clothes? Oh, who can get the nicest photo? It's not actually like, mum and fucking roll the streets and have a gig. That's me. Like a candy car sale. That's my type of holiday.
Oh, Benidorm would be for you.
Yeah, I've been to Benidorm.
You and Pure Bent need to go to Benidorm.
I would love to go to Benidorm. I keep saying, I've been a bit going to Benidorm.
Oh my God. A lot of people turn their nose up and are going, what? Benidorm? That's terrible. How fucking dare you offend my home? I love it.
Everyone I know says that.
You have the old town, which is, you've got all of the wee tiny gay bars, like the gay bars are the size of this room. Like, you know those bars in Spain? The bars in Spain that literally have one bar, and then the five customers go, this is our busiest night yet this year.
Yeah, I love that.
Packed to the rafters, yeah. Five people.
Yeah.
And they're all topless, like larger than large gentlemen. You're like, we're so thin.
I love we holiday drag queen.
Like, I remember years ago, me and Rusty were larger ladies. We went to this club in Tourmalinas, and they're all like bears and topless, and we literally were so slim compared. We're like, I feel so liberated. Oh, here's my tits. Milk me. Oh. Yeah, now I'm actually like, I'm not as fat as the bottom. Like, yeah, thank fuck.
No, see, that's why I love Gran Canaria too, because I feel like the guy sitting over here is like,
oh, Jesus.
I don't feel fat. I don't feel like I'm a fat person at all. But over here, I feel like to people I'm like a fucking wildebeest. We're Gran Canaria. That's what I love.
A wildebeest.
Yeah, we're like Gran Canaria. It's very open.
Nobody gives a fuck. They're on their holidays.
There's a person for everyone.
Yeah, there's some German from fucking somewhere.
I love a German.
Don't. There was this one. And sure, you've probably heard from a previous podcast. The one in the wheelchair fucking coming going, hello. Have you heard men last night? And we're like, fuck up. Your bollocks hanging out.
No. Did you have any experience from Gran Canaria?
No. I did not.
I
swear my life, my anxiety was run fucking out of me. I couldn't. I was like, Rusty was like, go on, get in there. I was like, no.
You didn't do one thing?
Nope.
You lying bastard.
I will give you my fucking honest word, girl scout honor.
Oh, girl, well, I didn't. Enough for you, Ian.
I was kind of like, oh, my anxiety was fucking wild. Like, oh, I can't, no, oh, God, what if I... What if what? Fuck up. I don't know.
It's a bit of crack.
I know. Now I'm looking at it going, dickhead. So go on, January.
There is times where like, I wake up next morning like, what the fuck?
Wasn't even that. I just was like, no, I'm not going in that dark room. There could be any old fucking thing. Like, there could be that man in the wheelchair. No.
No, but then.
It's then the next thing I'm cancelled for not fucking wanking him off. I'm like, fuck off. But it's not my time.
Realise, like, even when you're like walking home, there's like, everyone's just bucking everywhere.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? That place we stayed in, like, I was lying with a pure fucking hangover. Couldn't even lift my head out of the fucking thing. I was lying like the fucking Pope in state. And he's like, come out here quick, there's a man getting fisted. He's like, I can smell the shite. He's like, no.
No.
See, hilarious now to look back on it, go, good times. Yeah, I'd still go back.
It would take me to like 8 o'clock to be like, right, and then I grow a set of balls and be like, right.
Lovely apartments, and I would say. They didn't have slinging all in it for the crack. I lay on a hungover one day. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Did I ever tell you about the time when I was in the sauna? Maybe I'm at the sauna now. Sorry, Mommy, if you're listening to this. me and Ben went to the sauna, and we were like both full drag, right?
In drag?
Yeah, well, I don't think Ben was. I think I was.
To let you in,
like,
drag?
Yeah, but I was like, I'm just getting off. I was just doing a show. Like, I'm not getting in. It's like,
oh, like
a woman.
Oh, we already got
it. I was like, I'll take it all off, but I didn't. So I literally come in, Ben ran into the shower. I didn't. I ran up the stairs into the jacuzzi. Ben was in the jacuzzi, sitting with someone, right? I don't know, whatever he was doing. He was sitting in the jacuzzi.
Having a conversation.
I ran, flan. Literally jumped in the water, cannonballed. I hit the water, makeup. Like, eyelashes all come off. Used the water to, like, clean my face, right? Got up, I, like, naked and just walked around and done what I needed to do. And I went home and was, like, had no clothes, had to leave the sauna in full drag. Like, no wig, no face, no nothing. And get a taxi next day.
Wow.
Back to, no, actually. Yeah,
that's a classy bird right there. What do you mean the texture? Ever going, what?
But I think I could free out because I, it was like people were on like the swings and all, and I was like swinging them, going, yeah, and like jumping around, and it was a chaotic, yeah. We were like, there was this guy, and he was like landing there, like with his legs in the air, and I was like, grabbed the swing and like swung the swing and all. And
with him in it?
Yeah, with him in it. Yeah. Then, like, people were like lying having sex. I was like lying beside them going, you're leaving me out, what about me and all? And I was like, I'm not. Why am I like this?
Looking at that with the makeup like hanging off the eyes, I'm like, excuse me, what the
probably
fuck
the black liner down there because it hasn't been washed properly.
You're one classy bird, I tell you. Classy. You're the classiest girl in town, baby. Absolute laugh.
We always keep going from like a topic. You ask a question, it goes from somewhere to completely somewhere else.
And it does go on. But that's what this is what this podcast is all about. It's literally tangents and different chants and going, where are we going with now? What we're talking about?
No, yes, those sparkles. We've done an end of beef, and that's me. That's where I've done hot drag aboard.
So far, who knows what's coming in the future?
No, well, there's some you like, coming thing. What's that? It's in the UK.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not. It's in Manchester.
She's performing it in the Lancaster jail.
I wish.
With Manchester Airport getting baited by pillars. I'm like, yeah, fucking fuck it.
Yeah.
Gag.
No, but I just, like, at the minute, I'm just very focused on, like, creating things and doing, like, doing better mixes. And, like, because I'm happy where I'm working, so I'm like, I'm happy with my nights. Let's just focus on numbers and crowd. And
drag is, you have to keep in, you have to keep improving it. You can't just sit there and go, right, I have four numbers, great. They're boring after so long.
Even makeup, I'm like, every week I'm on the phone to Tiffany being like, right, what is shit about my makeup? And she's like, nothing, it's the same. And I'm like, no, but like, how can I make it better? Like, what products?
I do the same look. I do the same brown eye, sunset sort of eye, because I like it. But I will change it up now and again, because
because, yeah, well, I'm like
it, but if it's not broke, don't fix it. I love that eye. I look good. So
yeah, I love my eye makeup, right? But I'm like, I will like change it. So I'll do the same shape. I'll change it like green or do a blue or do like a brown smoky eye.
I like different things. But there's some people come up to go, oh, that again. I'm like, sorry, did anybody ask you for your fucking opinion, freak?
But I really want to start doing like shapes and whites and but make it sexy. Like,
what do you mean? Like, what sort of shapes? What sort of whites?
I don't know. Like, just like, I go pop more. I don't know. I like, do you ever see like corals makeup?
Yes.
Like the way it's just so
she's
like,
just a walking art piece.
Yeah, like see the way it's just high, like
I always wonder about coral, what is it? But now she does a lot of fish and coral reef and that.
It's just iconic. It's so smart.
That only took me literally about 4 weeks or something.
She's
once
like, she came she's apart. Incredible.
Amazing. I love it. It's like,
her makeup, I love the way it's like the white's white, the blacks are black, the greens are greens, like
everything's bright.
Yes.
Happen. It's just sometimes using a good primer underneath it. I use a Krylon TV pin stick. That's how I use my base.
Well, that's how I use my base.
Yeah, but a white one. And then it literally you blend it and really pops it out. Then you add more and more and more. I just keep putting it on until you fucking...
I put on the hunt for MAC Shivering White. Can't find it anywhere. And Patrick Star One Size Foundation and Stage White.
Patrick Star would be they're one meant size. To be amazing. Big doll sessions. Never tried them.
Their products would be amazing.
Well, who's now got a good white... Be Perfect's got one. I got a white and a fucking
the lockdown.
Yes,
and the gold. Yeah,
little can't come off that. It's like a white. That's great.
It's foundation like powder.
White.
Yes, but it's like foundation, so it stays.
Yes, I know what you mean. Some powders are just sort of like, here. At Halloween, sometimes I do a white face. I just use old fucking talcum powder. I'm like, boom. Hiya.
Well, I set my face as talcum powder.
Can't beat it. So yeah, I've used it. I use it in a mix with things sometimes. You know, if you want
to use Irishman.
Yeah.
You give me Irishman vibes.
I don't use it anymore. I actually use Revolution.
Revolution.
Revolution UK. If you listen better? To my podcast.
Do we want like that?
Oh. I use it in banana. Banana.
Banana.
And then I add a little bit of talc to banana in order to give me a lighter one for under my eyes.
No, I just use talc, and then I would love to get a white setting powder. So if anyone has any...
any recommendations for a white setting powder, please write in to PO Box, Facial Injections White Setting Powder, BT17NQ, Lincolnshire, London.
Or just ring it to Roxy Show, thank you.
Yeah, or bring it to her at her
show. I texted her, I was like, if you're on your travels, will you please try and get me a Max Shivering White, because you can't get them anywhere.
Is it like gold dust?
And it's amazing, yeah. Like she was like, cause she didn't even realise it was going out of stock, and I was like, yeah, you need to get
it's disappearing. It's kind of like the, what do you call them? And that Be Perfect.
The shape tape, is
shapeshifter
it?
From Be Perfect. Oh. Brendan.
No, it's the mark. What is it called?
Zachary Vang.
And the Cole.
Shapeshifter.
And the other one's called Cole something, yeah.
Yeah, and Cole Crispy Biscuit.
Well, that, they're amazing.
I don't even know who.
There's actually like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, 6, 7.
Listen
eight,
to the background. This is us literally pulling.
Guys, there's actually 10 empty.
10.
Be Perfect.
10 empty pallets here. They are down to the fucking. Down to the pan. All certain colours, apart from the very, very dark thing, because I use the three
everything
and the
else.
White for cotton shit, and then these. This is actually the new one.
Do you like that? I have one of them in the house you can have.
Send it my way, because I use it for the yellow and the orange.
No, I love the bronzers. Eyes. The bronzers are incredible. I don't really like them. I orange place them.
The Shapeshifter, Cole's World, it is Be Perfect Cosmetics and Zachary Vang. I just want the browns. I've used that literally for years and now it's gone. I'm like, it's like a child going missing. I'm like, oh no.
No, I love
my baby.
Be Perfect makeup's class.
It's fucking amazing.
Right, eyeshadows.
You've actually reminded me that I need to go in and buy some lipsticks. P. Louise.
Vivian palette.
Fuck, it's great.
I fucking love it.
I know. Anybody listen, this is just listening to us talk about makeup here. Fuck's sake. Probably literally no interest at all, but sure. Anyway, we're going to take a very short break to go and talk about the rest of the makeup, and I'm also going to finger myself whilst looking at the makeup. We'll be back in just a second. Here's some words. I'll see you soon.
This is a Madonna takeover, bitches. Come on, gays. Do you believe in supporting local drag? Well, come to your Night of a Thousand Madonnas in Mandela Hall with me, Trudy Scrumptious, and a stellar lineup of local fabulous drag talent. Tickets are £15. You can get them from my website at www.trudyscrumptious.co.uk. Be there or be a loser. I want to see you all dressed up, looking gorgeous, ready to vogue, express yourself, and celebrate the Queen of Pop. See you there.
Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast, where this week I am joined by a drug you love is my drug. It's Fierce Injection.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, we double. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Do you ever see the girl on TikTok? She's like, I can't remember what she does, but she's like, hello, hello. In hello. Every video.
Hello, hello. And here's Emma Kearney. Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, people. It's me, Emma Kearney.
Do you know what I hate on TikTok at the minute? Show me the money. Hate that.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like trying to make someone like feel embarrassed at the end because they all like stop.
Oh, I always see it and somebody's like,
do you know what I hate about it? The way they're all going, that accent that they all do.
Show me the money.
It makes me cringe.
I don't even know. Where did some trends, where do they come from?
Like, I don't know.
Who made this? Why is this now a thing?
Like, I don't know. Like, but I do love some of the remixes you get out of TikTok.
Oh, you get some fucking bangers. I love the fucking. I play them in my fucking DJ sets. You know well. I'm like, whoop. People go, but do you have that? I'm like, I fucking do. And then literally people are like, that's on TikTok. I'm like, yes, it fucking is.
I'll hear like a song and you're like, I have it. I'll send it to you.
I've got it. I am a fucking pirate ripping bastard. I can get literally stuff like right. Woof, boom.
You're like Lenoir.
Swear to fuck. I literally boom 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 boom. All done. 3 minutes. It's like Katy Perry's just released her new song. Oh, I have it. I'm playing
it. I'm playing it tonight. I'm like, it tonight.
What? It's like not even on Spotify. I'm like, suck my daddy.
I don't know how people do that. It's like Becca. I'll never forget. She used to be like Beyonce's album come out. Every single song I was like har.
How'd you get it? It's because Beyonce came to Belfast and put each album in between her teeth. And Becca's like, I've got them all here. And up to Beckabouts, you. I love her.
You're a hateful bitch.
Here, it's our personal joke. She was even here and got the fucking abuse. She'll be back on the podcast as well. It's going to go.
Oh, is she?
It's going to be the tell the tooth. Nothing but the tooth.
Do you want me to knock her bollocks or something?
Oh no, shout out to her. I love her. Megabit. She's a fucking legend.
Love her.
The little queen bee that she is.
She's a legend.
Bumblebee. She's a bumblebee.
My little blind bumblebee.
So here, tell us this and tell me no more. What do you hate about first of all, what do you like about drag at the minute? What are you loving about it? First of all, generally about drag, like in the world, like what are you loving about drag? Like what's good
at the minute is I feel like the performance in drag, and like there's a lot of dancy drags. I'm loving that. I love to see that. I love drag, right? But right now I just feel like it's over fire. Everything is like, it needs to be so expensive. It's like everything needs to be,
yeah,
everyone looks the same.
It's basically drag race culture that, yeah, is now like, oh, but you have to, they look like it's normal, so you have to look like that in your bar.
Yeah, no.
And if you don't, then people are like, oh, I'm Michelle Visage. Like, no, love, you're just a fat bird with black hair.
And everyone's so fixed on like being polished, and I'm like, I love messy, pacey drag.
I love holiday drag,
like pure bent. Like, I love people that like
pure holiday drag, pure bent.
But you know what I mean? Like, people just don't give a fuck. And it's like, fun. I will stand up here and I will throw bread at you. I will fucking spear you. Like, I love Brandy and Sparkles. She literally, like, spears the bollocks out of people. And, like, she's, like, was in the military, I think. Or, like, she was in an army or whatever she was.
Oh, my God.
And she, like, runs and spears people. And I'm like, I love that.
Having the game.
See, like, that Tuppence, I think Rusty does it too.
Feed the birds, Tuppence a bag, and the drag queen pelts or throws bread at people, and then they pelt you back with bread.
Your big arms, nuns.
My
like,
lovely
I
arm.
Love all shit like that.
That's, I'm sort of like trying to think, right, I want to bring back a bit more humour in the
same.
Like it's, things are very serious in the world, and I just want to create a little bit of space fun on a Saturday night between 8 and 10 where you can come and laugh,
yeah,
and not be offended by a small little thing. If you know,
I'm, yeah,
probably, we're hardly going to do something really fucking bad, but it's like a little thing. No. I'm like, I'm still offended because you're making fun of women. And they're like, fuck up.
Obviously, you watch Drag Race, Roxy Andrews. I love that old school type drag. Make your own outfits. Do your own, like, not, you don't have to make your own outfits, guys, because I think I'm class, because I set a sewing machine for 2 hours.
Something. I'm going to send you something. I'm like, sew me something. I want a new dress made.
I'll make a dress out of this for you, love.
Yeah, perfect. Like, I'm wearing the podcast table.
I'm wearing the podcast table. It's the like laundry room table.
This way you win. But yeah, I do enjoy, like, old drag. Like,
yeah,
like, funny, like, holiday drag where it's just silly. Or like, oh, gag.
Not even that. I just love people. Like, I love looking at a drag queen and seeing, like, the everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
Like, see, I hate the ones that just look like, oh, I'm just doing this because I want the 50 quid. Guess about money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
it's like you got people up there and you can quid. Just tell, like, oh, I just keep me not being here. Like, yeah, we all have days where we can't be annoying. We all have days where, oh, it's the last thing I want to do. But at the end of the day, it's not there for you. You're there to entertain people.
I know, like the amount of fucking gigs I do. I mean, it used to be 30 quid whenever I started.
Oh, did you? Well, that's really not much.
I know, went up by 20 quid.
But the fucking drag was on up.
Coming up, and now it's 50, so it's like, yeah, with the cost of inflation, it should have been down. It's like, well, 7.50 an hour.
Different bars.
Well, this is it.
And it just depends.
There's only two bars now. Yeah. Some you get drinks, some you get a smile. Others you get none.
Literally.
You just have to come in and
but do I got day. Nothing. I literally, when I first started, actually, Rusty was good to me, and she would have thrown me like
something.
When I like covered Malibu or Tiffany, she would have thrown me like their money. And
there is some queens out there that were paid out of my own pocket and out of my own wage.
I was one of those queens.
Yes, I do. In order to make sure that I have a good show, I will go here. Some money out of my
pocket. I'll say that. Pure Bent does the same thing.
It's
when he got his show, he only had one guest and he was like paying them out of his own pocket because he was like, I want to have two, I want to, like, he didn't even do it himself. And I'm like, I so yep. respect that.
And it's like, I just want to make a good show for the audience to come in and see, and also give somebody else a chance.
Opportunities.
Like, I'm not giving you any, I have nothing to give you, but here's fucking
something.
But I've realised over time that I've been doing that, and people just rip the back out of me.
Yeah.
And go, oh gosh, sure, and expect, or start to go, yeah, and I get, I'm like,
I was a nice to you. I was fucking nice to
really
you.
Nice to you, and yeah. Actually gave you shit.
And even though,
but okay,
nice,
no problem. I'll just go and fuck myself.
Even though it's nasty, is like I always say this to you. Like, I always would have thought you were like really like, oh, but you're not. You're like really softy.
People think I'm abrasive and I can't. But that's my character.
Yeah,
it's
but
my character.
And it does annoy you, like when people do wee shit things like that. It's like, right. I was nice to you, and you went and fucking got on like a dick, and now I'm like, I can't even trust you.
And I go, right, okay, no problem. Yeah. I see you, bitch.
Like, I always say, like, you, Trudy, Roxy, Paul.
I'm Roxy.
Rusty.
Yes.
Rusty. All the older
girls.
All the older girls.
The older girls. Sometimes it's like, who's the
older? Like, how do you say?
Who is the older girls?
It's like, I remember all using, and it was like, that's what I remember coming on being like, respect, have a bit of crack. It was like, it's never, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I've always been insane, even in my work, that in my day job respect, as I came before you, that I've worked there longer than you. Some people just saunter in and go, I'm the shit. I'm like, no, you're shit.
Yeah, and like, it's like, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Attitude is not a drag character.
No.
Like this, I'm a fear. No, that's not fierce. It's not attitude. It's not bitchy. It's just a cunt.
Yeah.
A cunt in a pish wig. And it's going to get you fucking knocked out by fierce injection. Because I'm going to hire you for, like, if somebody's pissed me off, like, fierce, but you used to be fame. For 100 quid. And
sometimes it doesn't take 100 quid.
I know, probably. Here, see if this battle of blue. Do you want to fucking knock a cunt's ball again? I know, problem. Sorted.
Stop.
Actually, this is a recorder. We're fucked.
Stop.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
Yes, she's not a fighter. Christina Aguilera fighter. No, I'll fucking fight the bitch.
I would love to do that song.
Why don't you do it?
I'd have my breath by the end of it.
Fighter, thanks for making me. No, you don't have to. It's not a big energy one. You can just stand there and give it fucking pump the arm along.
No, I'll never forget Liberty. I didn't. Ain't no other man. I swear by the end of it, I can't breathe. No,
oh, Christy. Oh my god. Is that the one she's out cleaning cars and all? In the video? Oh, fuck me. She scrubbed the
floor. I hate it.
She's like a European car wash, so she was. God, love her.
I remember every song like working costume. At the car wash.
That's a good one, Missy Elliott. I love that song. I've only done it once and I come in and it's Missy Elliott. It's like a small tuna fish and a bit of a big dish. I was like,
me and Sonny do that. Like, I remember me, her, and Pauletta. We were down doing a gig and was it the one that Ian Treaty didn't do? You were on like the
was it Lauren Pride?
Or was it Bellini's and Neri?
Maybe Bellini's and Neri.
Is it the hotel where you like stand right in the sand and you can see everything?
Yes, on the balcony.
Yeah, oh,
yes.
We were running around like bollock naked. No, it was a pace. Sonny, we were just helicoptering the staff. It was a pace.
The amount of times Sonny has been bollock naked in front of me, I cannot fucking count.
I literally could tell you how much fucking fans are willy at this rate.
Yeah, why? And everybody's probably sitting there going, oh my god, I'm so jealous. And like, well.
And like, it's got to the point now where like you just walk past you and like, hello. Like,
I just give that bell end a wee tickle and as I walk by, I'm like, hello, how you doing? You alright? Do you need lipstick on that? I'm like,
but if I had her body, I'd be doing the same.
Me too. I'm covered up in a fucking bed sheet. Like, don't look at me.
No, I'm like a fucking two-ton tassie.
I need like a fucking modesty curtain put up before I get in my niggers.
Like, see, on a Sunday, I'm like, I always feel like, you know, like, oh, it's terrible to say. That one in Little Mix, the way she always got down the big one. That's what I feel like on a Sunday.
Oh my god.
Like, Jesse.
Are you the big one?
I feel like Jesse.
Like, hello Jesse. Like, are you the big one? I was like, no, I'm just
here.
I'm the one with the very low voice. And very, like, how about it?
Very deep voice.
So I've got a couple of quick fire questions for you, just to see what you come up with. So I did ask what you're loving about drag performances. That was all good.
I'm making outfits. I was just being a wee bit like dramatic there. I love making outfits. I'm actually in a creative era.
She's in a creative era. She's making stuff.
I'm like, well, why not?
Exactly. Go for it.
Do it. It's literally like, feed the children. Trace it. Do whatever. Step a stick in the back of it and hope for the fucking best.
Feed the children. There's some fucking outfits I've done before. I just super glued it together. I don't know how to sew. So I'm like, super glue.
And sometimes I get more compliments on something that was literally than I'm paying money for.
It's like, that's gorgeous. I'm like,
yeah, what? I love the way y'all call me gorgeous tonight, and I'm fucking wearing a fucking thing that I'm it's dropped together in the back.
And I'd wig, I'd like, dipped in the bath, and went, thanks for it. It's like a hearse son. I'm like, I literally was wearing a fucking £300 job the other night, and now I'm gorgeous in this.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah,
I think it's like, don't give a fuck and see what happens.
Yeah,
I think that's now is this what's happening now? It's like, you don't need to be like gorgeous. Because sometimes I'm like,
I'm trying to like make everything like a bit more polished, like her and my outfits. That's what I'm wanting to be at right now.
The only thing is, just as long as your lace front's not like a biscuit, like a Rayvita biscuit, sitting like fucking that thick with glue, clean lace front wigs with a little bit of alcohol.
If you're gonna, I'm one of these ones. If you see the side of my wigs, because you can't see it because I always have my hair curled and down.
I always
do try to clean the front. But I hate to talk my wigs. I'm fucking
my ones in at the minute. Some of them are like, they need to be fucking de-biscuited, like melted with tea or something. I don't know. They're fucking wild, so they're going to get clean. But
the only ones I really clean is my.
I'm just mad for cleaning a fucking. This has to be clean. I'm mad. I'm like, I can see that sitting. Look, I just see it like a curb. You know, there's somebody saying like, "There's a curb before your hair starts." Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. No, I know. Or do you ever see the ones that like bring their wig and it's like their eyebrows then wig?
Oh, there's no forehead.
No forehead.
It's like, right. You know, foreheads exist. They've always been there.
Yeah.
No, my hair starts my eyebrows. I'm like, oh, you're going for that real lace.
Do you ever put your wig on sometimes and it's a bit too back?
Yes. And it's like, hello, there are five heads.
Yeah.
I'd put one on before and I glued it right back. I was like, I have the massivest fog. Why is this at the back of my fucking head?
Humpty Dumpty sat in the wall. I literally, see, it happens to me all the time. I'm like, I'd say, but
Oh my god, the newest term. She's serving Humpty Dumpty. She's giving a little like bold forehead, and then her starts away back. She's giving Humpty Dumpty. She's giving egg.
Literally, egg. Eggalina.
She's giving funeral sandwich. Eggman egg. Eggman egg funerals. She's giving me funeral sandwich. Why? She's giving me depression, death.
Literally.
Sorry, I'm going to ask some random questions. So, what is your biggest hate about drama? We've actually covered that there now. Eggman S head.
Yeah, Eggman S head.
Long. Like, if it was.
My biggest ick and drag.
For yourself, what do you hate about it? I hate getting fucking ready.
I don't remember makeup. I see the whole
dressing
pads and then the tights and then the balls and the
in the heat.
Right. See, right now I don't know what's happened, but the last 2 weeks it has turned into humidity city.
Humidity city. That's like a good song.
See, on like a Sunday, my makeup does not last a crack. No. I'm running around the place with not a breath. It is, I don't know what's going on.
Roasting hot. And I've literally bought that many fucking AliExpress and cheap shit fans of TikTok shop, and they all die.
Do you know what biggest, like, they can't fucking hack? People doing the same. I feel like a lot of people are starting to copy people in their local scenes.
Oh, like, just see something, repeat it. Like, well, that's working, I'll do that.
Yeah. Or, yeah. See, no, like, it's like, oh, she's getting up and doing that. Oh, I can get up and do that. Like, a lot of this mental attitude where it's like, oh, just because she's doing it, I can do it.
But it's like, that got a clap, but I'll do the same thing.
Can you do it? But can you do it?
Doesn't work that way. People just look at it and go, anybody with a half of the brain, like, you're just copying her. I can see that clearly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go out much because I'm working like a fucking mob bastard. And then when I'm not working, I'm sitting in the house doing fuck all because I have no interest to going out. And you see it all online. I'm sitting here interviewing people in the back rooms full of women's clothes. But when I don't go out, you see it all happening online. And I'm just like, that's a copy of that. And you can just, before I even know what's happening, that's a copy. You're copying that. You're copying that.
Yeah, you're copying that. You're doing this and you're doing that. Yes, we all take inspiration, but it's like, take inspiration.
I've heard a lot of the jokes that I've come up with myself, literally, and somebody else is calling them out. And I'm like,
bitch. And it's like, there's a lot of queens, like, even all the shows, it's like, they're all, everybody line up, the show is about.
Oh, that theme song, drink your drink, son.
So I
love that theme song. It's like Jimmy James fashion. He's, everybody line up, the show is about.
Love it. It reminds me of, like, Rossier. It reminds me of, like, old school drag. But
yeah.
I remember when I was doing, like, my Mondays, I was like, right, so what do I have to do? I was like, I don't want to have that, like, everybody line up. So I literally went on YouTube and was like, club lawn. Oh yeah. And I got like a countdown, like a club lawn countdown.
Oh, they like to bring you on.
But it's actually really good. It's like different. Are you ready? And I say that when I'm performing.
And that's not your,
why?
Your tag?
I don't know.
That's your thing. You could be like, make t-shirts made with a cartoon face of you, like, knocking somebody's content. Black are you ready?
Like, tell me she should get like a Nike logo, but instead of the Nike logo, you doing like a death drop, like a dump, like a flying death drop. And I was like, that's good as fuck. But instead of saying, just do it, it would have said, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Or let's go. Whatever the fuck I say.
I have a couple of like there's lovely illustrators out there in our community. And there's a couple have done me lovely illustrations that I've used. I have a t-shirt, Rock Stumbledore, designed it, had it for myself. I sleep in it when I'm doing my tan. Don't even do my tan. Fucking I sleep in this cotton t-shirt. And
I never done tan, but Rusty has made me love tan. Rusty and Sunny,
you get it. See, with a bit of colour about you, you look good. A white drag queen is not sexy.
I know, and I feel like I never did, right? So I was like, no, I can't be doing that. But see, now I love a wee, like, wee perfect, that wee bronze fucking back to makeup. That wee bronze, yeah. I love a wee
bit of colour. Put a sunbed as well,
feel like a wee bit sexier.
See, a bit of sunbed as well. There's something about a sunbed. I'm like, I went to two sunbeds, I'm like, I've lost weight. Having that fuck, I have a bit of tan. I'm like, I've lost weight.
Me and sunbeds are not really
friends.
Like, no, I done a sunbed in this shop years ago, and I asked the girl, can I have like 4 minutes, and she gave me like 6, but I obviously didn't realise, and I was under Akamite, and I was like, that lip colour, I was blistered, 5 degree burns. I have never, and my friend Sam obviously has sunbeds, and he keeps going to me when I'm going away, go into your sunbed, and I'm like, no, but man was like, I've been doing sunbeds. I was like, I know, but I just want to go in. I was like, he's like, don't be so silly. Sam's like, I'm your best friend, go in and fucking do sunbed, I'm not going to charge you. And I'm like, it's not my fucking charge. And I was like,
he's not going to whack
you. You know what happened to me? You worked in the shop, I'm not getting burnt again.
But you not get burnt, just like put it on for 3 minutes, you're like real slow.
But I just, it gives me Final Destination vibes, and I'm no, I'm fine.
Like, somebody put a brick in front of the door and you never get out.
Yeah, I'm like, I can keep your sunbed.
A shop ran out of electric, it was pay and go, thank fuck, yeah. I'm not dead. Woo.
No, I get it.
I went,
I landed a sunbed, and I'm like, I'm a fat bastard, these tubes are going to break, I'm going to be scalded alive.
Just stand up, you'll be right. You'll not fall down, you'll be ground. I'm going to get you from every fucking angle.
I've done one stand up and I remember standing there and I was like, I feel like a fat fucker. You're standing there looking at yourself, holding on the two bars, like, oh my god, look at my body.
I feel like rotisserie pork. I'm like, like, I'm going to baste myself with this barbecue base.
And
like,
you can eat lads tuck in.
Like, pash the mashed potatoes and put numbers on eyes. Oh my god, no.
Yeah, that was some bit of fun. You're sitting here and sweating on. No.
Love a bit of colour. It just makes you look healthy. And if anybody ever sees me in drag, that's not my real colour, it's tan. Or now body suits. As I've actually got terrible stress the minute due to stress.
You don't.
Oh no, like, you can't see it right now because they've all cleared up and it's all in there and it's all in different places. So I don't. I'm terrible about showing my skin because I'm so fucking self. You're in your own head.
Yeah.
Because people can see this, they're talking about me. Yeah. They're not. But then it's those faces we spoke about earlier. They're like, ah.
You need to realise that you don't give a fuck because you know what it is and that's all that matters. Let people say what they want.
Like, gives them all what
regardless of what it is, they're going to say what they want to say. That's one thing I've learned too. It's like,
say what you want to say. It's a brand new song coming out on iTunes. It's called You Better Say What You Want. But it's like, she's a wrestler and she's not her content.
See if someone wants to do, and everybody would if you get on like a dickhead. See if people want to run up and down the street naked. See if it's okay with them. Let them do it. See if someone has a skin problem. Why the fuck are you to point it out? Don't just see if people, like, I always say this, fuck what people say. Don't give a fuck, because see, at the end of the day, no one gives a fuck about you. They're all out for themselves. So,
well, this is very, everybody is out for themselves, to be honest. Oh, yeah. Like, for drag queens alone, especially, people just like come up to you and smoke and go, yeah, I love drag fat, but I'm like, sorry.
But, and I'm like, fuck up, I'll lock your bollocks in, but fuck off. Like,
you're wearing Gola fucking slip on trainers that, like, I have not seen since fucking 1999.
And it's always the people that don't have no gigs saying it.
They're not even drag queens.
Yeah.
They're not.
They're just drag acquaintances.
They're like, I.
Their friends are drag queens, that's it.
It's because you watch Drag Race, so you think you're Santino Race, you're Ambrosia Race. You're not fucking Santino, you're shit.
No, you're not. You're fucking even
creamed Santino race. Not good.
No.
And I'm like, just go and watch it. If you don't like it, you don't need to tell people. It's like writing online, you know, in comments. I'm going to write something. Why are you commenting?
Some things you just keep to yourself.
See if you think you don't like. I don't something. Like. You're looking at something going, oh, cunt. I think it all the fucking time about everything and everybody.
You don't need to say it to the person.
I don't
write, say it to your friend.
In comments to the fucking annoy somebody. Like, you're a fucking prick. I just think to myself, that's a prick. Moving on.
People that go on the internet to write, like, underneath YouTube videos and, like, on blank profiles, like, really bully. Like, see the whole drag queen, like, the way they all get tore to shreds. Wrestlers too. Wrestlers get tore to shreds on Twitter, Instagram.
Because people think it's
people
real.
Think that they own them. It's like, I want you to book me this way. I want to be this way. I want to be. You should be doing this. Why did you? And I'm like, no.
Or people
you
think the wrestler, it was in WWE, the beef between wrestlers was real and all acted out.
Well, obviously does be some beef, but it's like, lot of it's a show. It's a storyline. It's like
Drag Race. They fight with each other, and it's like, that's all for TV. These guys are being paid
for
TV.
It's for your entertainment. So, but like,
you're going to Twitter and bully a drag queen. Like,
if I guess you don't like it, you can have your opinion, but you don't need to be on, like, giving death threats and racist remarks and bringing up someone's weight and, like, all like
1,000%.
You don't need to,
like,
do that.
Blue Hydrangea and I spoke when she was here recording the podcast, and how, whenever she voted off Pangina Hills, it was like
a war fest.
As if there was somebody being stabbed and killed and dead.
And like, you could even tell, like, I remember, like, Blue at the time was a bit, like, kind of taken back, like.
No, it's like, haha,
because it's funny because she agreed into that. But it is a wee bit like everyone coming at you at all them angles. You're not used to
even
it.
Recently, within the past couple of months, like, Blue said to me, somebody was like, how dare you, Blue? I'm watching thing and you've voted off Pangina. And she was, Blue just replied, I win.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Just destroyed a bitch. Like, yeah, like,
yeah, but it is. But that would take a lot to learn that.
100%. Like, even with me, like, I used to be very, very quiet and in my drag when I first started, and wasn't as, like, quick and fast. Yeah. And would have cut you with the fucking with words. But it all comes with.
I'm a fairy, like, see, I want to see someone right underneath this podcast. She's a fucking chicken cunt. I'd be like, I'm really sorry, but see, if I seen you in real life, I'd knock her bollocks.
Well, see this. I find this. I think this podcast has been the most genuine and quite honest about things. We've been very, like, this is what open. We think. This is what we're thinking. That's, I agree. Yeah. This is what it is. Because it is what it is. Everybody has their opinions.
2024, cut to the bullshit. Don't be a cunt and just let people live their lives.
And then, of course, if there's something you don't agree with,
don't say it.
Don't agree with
it.
Just
go home and fucking think about it. If it really bothers you that much, go home and have a wank about it.
Or if it really bothers you that much, you can find her on a certain night during the week and come and tell her in person.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I see things on, say, like, Belfast, the amount of people commenting Belfast Live about Pride was unbelievable.
Crazy.
Mental. But if I see something on Belfast, like, oh, such and such and such, I will not stop my day and go, how dare you? It's like screaming into the wind.
That Olympic.
It does nothing.
That Olympic and the whole week thing. Of fucking, what is that? What was that about? That was like a fucking.
That poor fucker.
The purge. That was like a purge. That
everybody's like, say they're taking over. Who's taking over? What's happening?
It was just everyone was jumping on bandwagons and everything. It just showed you what people were really, like, Jay Stater, that whole Jay Stater, I did jump on the bandwagon when it all happened. I thought that it was part of that whole thing that he done with that guy.
God forgive me.
But then the more that it happened,
I just didn't give a fuck. I didn't. I was just like, well, I just, no.
Yeah, but it's just, it just made me realise there was a lot of people that were like very nasty.
Oh, why? Everybody thinks they're a detective or like they work in the bill. I'm like, you're a prick in a living room eating a digestive biscuit and a fucking cup of
probably
tea.
Probably a fat cunt and hadn't had a buck in 2 days and you're trying to, not even 2 days.
Absolute
2 years.
Set of fucking gammon sitting in the living room. I'm like, I know what happened. Were you in Tenerife? Haven't left my house in ages of gout.
Well,
fucking
there you go.
Get out of the comments, you fucking cunt. Get out.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, everyone needs to be holiday. Go on a holiday.
Just
it reflects you. You love your holiday too, don't you?
Fuck, I need one right now, to be honest. It's the fucking hatred spewing from
listening
me.
Listening to me.
No, I love it. It's great. I'm literally like, well, when we're still going. I'm like, but yeah, no, just get a way out, sniff the fucking air, and just live life. We could be fucking bombed to death in weeks. You never know what's going on in this fucking world and people fake me.
And the older I'm getting, the more I'm like, do you know what? See the way the world's going. There's not very much time left on it, so let's fucking enjoy it.
Fuck knows
and
when
you're
nice
dead. To each other. If you're going to come to drag shows, smile.
Yeah, if you're going to come to drag shows, smile. If you are even just support drag shows, come the fuck out and support shows. Like, seriously.
And now more than ever, well, what's going on? It's like, let's fucking. But I'm just saying, there's not going to be very much left in life, so get out.
There's not.
Get out and come.
We had 3 bars, we're down to 2. Okay. Fuck knows what's happening next and where the world is going. We just do not know.
We could be bombed next fucking week, you never know the way things are going.
We're
going
to get bombed with our own shite just for now.
Scary.
I know. My next question is, what is your favourite drink to have? If somebody's going to you on a night out, or somebody's listening to this and go, I want to buy her a drink and surprise her, what do we give you?
Well, I have my hand a double fuck of Red Bull and a Sambuca.
And Red Bull and a Sambuca.
Yeah. Well, recently the girls got me in the margaritas.
Yous are like fucking sheep. I love it.
No.
It's
I've never tasted a margarita. I don't really like lime or tequila, but
I don't like the bitter. They're very bitter. They're
the Revelations ones. I don't know what they are. They're like Rockefeller. They get me fucking steaming. And I love them.
Oh, Revolution Cuba's cocktails are like fucking unleaded diesel.
Yeah.
You're like, unleaded diesel isn't even a thing. That's
and it's
why
like, there's like one
strong
after another. And then the next minute, it's like, it's just chaotic.
Sonny had mentioned in over the Pride episode that Breeze and the Balmoral done the best like tequila, lime, and soda water. And apparently, it's like the best drink. But it's,
well,
to me, tequila tastes like fuel.
She made me drink and it was fucking bogging.
Disgusting. Tequila's like fuel. Sambuca is like lighter fluid. I'll drink it if it's there, but I'm a Jägermeister kind of.
Well, Jägermeister makes me want to fucking have a Royal Rumble.
Oh, that, is there certain drinks that make you want to fight?
Well, wine. Not make me want to fight, but like, I do feel like when I'm on the wine, I get a wee bit more like.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Ready like to start?
Yeah.
Have you ever like, in drag or being out and about, if you're like, has ever like taxi drivers or people or anybody like started on your straight like,
hair.
I know because you're like quite I'll fucking beat you.
Well, I don't really know what we'll talk about it. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Sure, we're gonna say
yeah, there was time in cargo
where
guys tried to come up to me in cargo.
Cargo, yeah, where's that?
We Are Vertigo, was it?
Oh, fuck, I they're all called Cargo or something Market or Slamish Face, yeah, and all
there was these guys they were like watching the drag show. I think it was like there was me, who was it, me, I don't know, anyway there was me and Taylor. But there was no who else was there. But then the guy came out, was fighting, slobbering. My friends were there, even though I'll tell you off camera who they are, I'm not saying their names on this. They were there and grabbed one of my friends up by the throat. And
fuck
I was
me.
Like, my friend was a wee PC. But he was like all bark, no bite. So he was like all bark, no bite. And then when it came to the bite time, he didn't bite back. And I was like, right. So he was hung up the wall getting choked like a chicken. They were just legging me. They were like, oh, what are you going to do? And I was like, and I threw my suitcase at my friend.
Were you in drag?
Like, full drag. Black
yes.
wig. You know, actually, it was like a wig that used to have like a wee black like sweepy like.
Oh, she's up there.
Yes.
She's so, in the back.
Yeah, I actually sent it to the person. Was like, will you do a wig like half for me? Yeah, so it was that kind of wig for a Halloween show, right? And I went up to them and I remember I just threw the bag, my suitcase at someone and ran and like hit him like a flan hit, but then yeah,
so, flan hit, but
yeah, so then I beat the ball excited like the two guys and then my friends and all were like put me in taxis. But then the next day I don't know if my mum heard about it, my mummy heard about it, or was it my stepdad heard about it, right? But one of them, and the next day I was sitting up my mummy's and I had to be smoking, I was all well, and she's like, did you hear? And I was like, what? She's like, some drag queen was fighting last night and like he broke someone's back, like, and We Are Cargo and all. And I was like, and like everyone's looking at him, and I was like, What? She's like, I was that's right, Queen. She's like, I'm only joking, you stupid cunt. The next time you try to lie to me, I was like, oh my god, why would you DM me? I was like, why would you DM
oh
me?
Oh my god, she broke somebody's back. You're like, did I break his
I
back?
No, but I, in my head, I was like, oh my did god, I want to go to jail. Did what I? Have I done?
Oh my god, I've had a couple of taxi drivers being really fucking cheeky, like, but I just be like, fucking twat. Wouldn't give the money and walk off.
No, like last week, I was going to work in this guy, taxi driver. I'm not saying a company, I already ripped them the shades on the internet. the taxi company, the guy was driving me to work on the halfway up the Lisburn Road. I was working on the very top of the Lisburn Road, and halfway up it, he was like to me, we were working through Sandy Road, and I was like, isn't that a disgrace, all those.
All that fight.
Yeah, I was like, there's no need for that. And he was like, no, I agree with it. And I was like, why? And he was like, because of day. And I was like, why do you agree with it? I was like, you think that's right? I was like, you think that everyone ain't bombing and throwing things in. In their own streets is okay.
Wrecking your own area?
Yeah, not even, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And I like hardworking people that have come over to make a new life, and you're out wrecking their businesses. I was like, you think that's okay, and it's responsible.
That's what gets me, is like, people, you're staying in my job. I'm not staying in your job.
Do you know what his response was?
What did he say?
Well, my $2 don't have houses. I was like, does your $2 work full time? And he was like, yes, well, $2 should pay fucking rent like every other cunt.
True.
Yeah, literally. So he didn't like the sound of that, and he's like, get out of my taxi. And I was like, happily. And then I got out and I was like, you fat toothless prick. I was like, you are the people. I was like, you obviously Chinese, Indian, and kebab. No, my stomach flares up. And I was like, will you even be a fucking fat if your stomach flared up? And that was it.
Yeah.
They like throw a dick and all. I was like, I had to stop myself. I was like, no, you're cunt.
You should just follow, like, slap this Jollibers.
I rang phone a cop and was like, look, I nearly got an altercation with one of your drivers, but he's a fucking racist cunt. And they were like, they really didn't give to. I just told the company.
Oh my god.
They didn't give a fuck.
I can cut that out. Oh my god, gang. Yeah. I love it.
To them fuckers.
And that's that. Don't fuck with this bitch in a taxi.
No, just don't be a dick. Like, at the end of the day, like, what it comes from, right? I always say this, I just said this to you downstairs. I feel like, because I got bullied so much when I was younger.
Did you really?
Yeah, like, really, really bad. So I feel like now I've grown up, I'm like, I can fight. I'll knock your bollocks in. Don't try and, like, and then I see it, like, a lot with, like, younger people. Like, if I'm starting, like, having a smoke in the scene, I'll see, like, a bigger dominant person trying to, like, come for, like, a wee twinkie boy, or like a wee boy that, like, we see or any, like, someone
you see history, like, repeating itself in certain things in
and
certain
I'm
ways,
like, no, like, how dare you, because that was me at one stage. Like, I'll never forget, I committed a crime, and this guy was like to me, oh, there's that wee faggot that was dancing on the stage, and I was all, I see faggot knocker bollockson. Then I beat him and his teammates, and like, you know, yeah,
good.
And then my friend Sam had to pull me off him. Terrible. Like, so much, like, it's so bad.
Junior mate,
yeah, like. Like, it's so bad.
Like, bait at the burger from
and
the
I
land.
Think that's where it all comes from. It's like, don't speak to me like that.
No.
I'm 6 feet, man. I'm not the skinniest. I'm not acrobatics. And don't be trying to be a racist or a homophobe or whatever you want to be. Because at the end of the day,
I find with me, people see that I'm quick. I can be like, in drag, Roxy's fierce and will cut you like fuck. But and myself, I'd be quite, yes, I'll be nice to you, but people will take the piss out. I'm like, don't ever fuck with me.
Yeah. No.
Because you will see a side. And a lot of people don't see it, but there's some people who see it. And went, oh my god, I'm like,
you could be a nasty bitch.
Don't see that side.
She's been a nasty girl.
But no, I do. When I actually crack, like, my best friends, my close friends have seen me fucking crack, and they're like, because it's like, whoa.
But it is, it's like,
everybody has their fucking thing.
But there is some people that just take it over the edge, isn't there?
Don't take the piss. Do not take the piss, because the piss will get you in the end. Karma's
always
a bitch.
Karma's a bitch. And it's always the people that, like, think that they are something. Like, that, like, them people I was telling you about. It's like people that think that they can take you down, or, and then once you stand up to them, they're kind of like, whoa.
Ooh.
This is a like, it's like a whoa.
Yeah, it's just like a simple
system, yeah.
Let's not fuck about.
And then it feels good.
Fuck around and,
like,
find out.
It feels good, because it's like, I can be that one that, like, stick up for everyone. Yeah. I'll run around beating people's bollocks if I have to.
Exactly.
If it means that people coming up in the scene have an easier upcoming, or whatever it
anybody
is.
Anybody is having any troubles, get in contact with Fierce Injection. It's only a £60 deposit.
Not even.
For a baiting. And
we lace cling.
£100 for a while.
I'll get my wee AliExpress.
£60 deposit and then 100 quid for payment. Yeah. And then you just go knock somebody's cunt in.
Yeah.
You'd be alright. But here, it's been absolutely fucking amazing to have you on
this
episode. episode. It's been great. I would say we've been over time. There is no time scale on this podcast. It just is whatever the fuck we talk about,
We were up and down and round and round.
We really were. If you're still here at the end and you enjoyed it, let me know in the comments. Let me know. Send us a message. Send Fierce a message. Go up there in person. Quote things out of the podcast. You probably will get people coming up to you and quoting things you've said out of this, because people shout to me stuff all the time. I've said,
oh, bastards in the group chat, screen chat, and everything. I'd be horrified.
Yeah, you'll get. If we get cancelled, sure. Actually, I always say you can't cancel. You cannot cancel something that doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly, and I couldn't give a fuck.
You don't.
And the people that probably are going to come.
At the end of the day, it's drag. Drag is literally a joke in itself.
It's my job, not yours. I like it. If you don't like it, there's the door. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to entertain the people that come to my shows.
People that are interested. There's so many drag queens in this world. There's so many performers. If you don't like someone's stuff, move on to the next one.
And one thing, drag queens. One thing, drag queens. It's not about the looks. It's also about the personality.
Have a personality. Oh my god, yeah, it's really important.
Go around and speak to your people that come to your night.
Chat to people, and I swear to God, people always wonder, how can I get booked on a Saturday night? Come and see me in person.
Yeah,
I will not give anybody a gig over.
She has three different over social media gigs.
I will not give you a gig just for going, can I have a show? I'm like, no.
Oh, do you not?
Come and meet me in person. Come and speak to me.
Okay, I like
that. I want to see.
It's very seductive.
Because I want to find if somebody, like, these people, there's a lot of people now that make eye contact with you. So I don't want to be sitting backstage going, here, do you want some free drink?
Yeah, well, your crack is fire. Like, you love wee backstage crack and.
Love a bit of banter with friends.
Love wee drink. She opens up wee bit.
And backstage, we're relaxed. Yeah. I'm very relaxed. I'm not on stage. I'm backstage with. Come on.
Yeah, your shows, that's what I love. Like, your shows, like, are fire relaxed.
Very relaxed.
Rusty's are fire, like, relaxed, but. 50 changes in 1 hour. You're usually like, you go for like a wee, and then you, like, have like your wee.
Do you want to start in 10 minutes? I'm like, well, I'm going to change niggers. Hold on.
See, after Libertine, we'll when I come back. On. Sorry, before we go back from Libertine. So, before I come back from Libertine, I was doing like obviously my like Friday. So, I was like, I'm not trooting the whole way up BAM stairs to get changed to come back down. I was like, it's not happening. So, you didn't really have to, but seeing I come back today Sunday with Tiffany and Rusty, it was like, I was like, four numbers, three groups. I mean, Rusty, halfway through the show, was like to me, are you okay? I'm starting to sweat. And I was like, I haven't done
running
this.
Up.
I haven't done this in my left ear.
Two flights of stairs to get changed and then straight back down again.
Back down to be like, I'm champion. And then not a fan. I was like, that's enough of me. I was like, but now I'm used to it. Love it.
Dead. You get used to it and you're like, this is normal. Sometimes it gets into winter. But winters are now still fucking warm. Like, fucking weather. It's like.
Our winters are warm.
No break.
Humanity.
I love when it's still snowing the ice. I'm like, get me to work now. Still sweating.
I love when it's dragging. It's fucking freezing. Right, we'll all go.
It's gorgeous. I know. Sorry, we're off on tangents, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Fierce, thank you for joining
me. Thank you for having me.
I've had a ball of a time. And folks, thank you very much for listening and being here with me and subscribing. If this is your first time, then please do subscribe to wherever you're listening on. And of course, I really, really would love to hear some feedback from everyone listening. So do give me a wee shout. Give me a message and comments under where you're listening or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Sweet. Anyway, bye. Until the next one, we'll see you soon. See you later. God bless.
Goodbye.
Do whatever you're doing. Bye bye.
Do Sabrina. If I don't see you for a week, I'll see you at your mass house.
Ew. Until she's here.